Lady might be doing well, but could not be doing as well as she must to manage both the Shadow Masters and her enemies behind her. Doom would be stalking Taglios long before anyone expected it. Katavar was farther away than ever. He could not manage that mission on his own. Taking the annals back, he did not have them. They were trapped inside Deja Gore. He could not get to them. Was Mergen keeping them up? He'd better be.
You haven't said anything about our part in all this.
But I have. Often. We're just going to have fun with it. We're going to kick the props out from under people. Tonight we'll have this whole end of the world wondering what's going on and who's doing what to who. He began to understand soon after she told him to start getting ready.
Ready how?
Get your armor on. It's time to scare the shit out of Spinner's men and save Deja Gore. He just stood there, puzzled. She asked, Would you rather let them be wiped out?
No.
The annals were in the city. They had to be preserved. He unpacked the armor they had lugged all the way from the temple.
I can't get this on by myself.
I know. You'll have to help me with mine, too.
With hers?
He had assumed she would use her old soul-catcher guise. He began to see her subtlety. The armor she had made at the temple was a copy of Lady's Lifetaker rig. Their appearance would leave all the principals completely confused. His Widowmaker was supposed to be dead. Lady's Lifetaker was supposed to be in Taglios. Neither was supposed to amount to anything in sorceress terms. The besieged would be stunned. Spinner's men would be dismayed. Long Shadow might suspect the truth, but would not be sure. Smoke and the Taglian prince and his sister would be baffled. Even Lady would be confused. He was sure she believed him dead.
"Damn you,"
he said as he settled her helmet over her head.
"Damn you to hell."
He could not refuse to cooperate. Deja Gore would fall, and its defenders would be massacred if he and she did not intercede.
Relax, my love, relax. Put emotion aside. Have fun with it.
Look,
the lance.
She pointed. It was the lance that had carried the company standard for centuries. He had searched in vain for it at the temple. He had not seen it coming down. Now it stood beyond the fire they had lighted for illumination. It glowed gently. A banner hung from it, but he could not make it out.
How did you...
To hell with her. Sorcery. He would play her game only as far as he had to. He would give her no pleasure.
Get it, Croaker. Mount up. It's time.
She'd even conjured the armor that went with the stallions, baroque and beginning to show highlights of witchfire. He did as he was told, and was startled. Her armor had a subtly different look from that which Lady had created for her Lifetaker character. This was more intimidating. It radiated menace. It had the feel of an archetypal doom. Two huge black crows settled on his shoulders. Their eyes burned red. More crows circled Catcher. Frogface materialized on the neck of her horse, chattered briefly, vanished.
Come, we should arrive just in time to save the day.
The voice she used was that of a happy kid contemplating a prank. Chapter 34.